So who do you think you are? You know, that's right, I'm talking to you. That provocative, unsettling question goes straight to the heart of our individual identity. And last week, former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright shared her personal discovery, relatively late in life, that she was not who she thought she was.
My identity was as an immigrant, somebody who was raised Catholic, became an Episcopalian, and then only in end of 1996, 97, did I find out about my Jewish heritage, and then in early 97 about the fact that so many of my relatives died in concentration camps.
Based on that compelling conversation, we asked you for stories of your own surprises hidden there in the family tree, and we heard from plenty of you out there, including some stories from a listener named Lauren Levinson. Now, you may remember Lauren's story, which was something of a shocker when we first read her comment on the air last week. But we're going to hold off now on the details and let Lauren tell the story personally. Welcome to the Takeaway Studio, Lauren.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
All right, so you were listening to the program and listened to us ask the question, any surprises in your family tree? And you said, oh, I got a good one.
I just laughed because my identity has been in question for a couple of years.
All right, let's talk about what you knew about yourself when you were growing up. I gather you understood at a fairly early age that you were adopted, right?
Yeah, I always knew I was adopted, and I was raised in a pretty religious Jewish family,
okay,
almost conservadox, and that was pretty much what I knew, and that I tanned really well.
I see. Okay, hold on that detail. So who did you think your birth parents were, basically? I mean, obviously, you were growing up in a Jewish household. Did mm-hmm. you have an imaginary idea of who your real parents were?
I didn't. I fantasized a little bit about it, but I always knew that I was partially from Scandinavia
mm-hmm.
and maybe from the Middle East. But that was all I knew growing up.
All right. So probably a polyglot. Did you assume that, well, I was probably adopted from some nice Jewish family in the Middle East?
I never really even thought about that. I didn't question anything.
What did you rule out as a possibility? Did you think, well, there's no possible way that I'm, say, descended from Muslim Christians?
No, I didn't. I thought there was no way that there was that. I thought there was no way that I just thought that I must have been, you know, almost from, you know, a Jewish family very similar to the one that I'm at, because that's why I was there.
All right. So what did you discover and how did you discover it?
One day, in a good friend's house, I made a phone call in a break from work, and I called my birth mother, and I discovered in that one phone call that I was a stolen baby and that I was from Pakistani Muslim. That was my heritage.
Right. And where were you exactly when you discovered that you were descended from Pakistani Muslims?
I was in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. There we go, right.
I was in Brooklyn.
Okay, fine. So, first of all, where did you get the number for your birth mother?
Google.
Google.
Okay. Google. So, it's a modern day story.
And when you say stolen baby, you're basically saying that you were adopted under circumstances that probably wouldn't be considered legitimate today, but were maybe not common, but happened at the time of your birth.
Yes, in the 70s, unfortunately, that happened a lot. There was quite a black market for children for adoption, and it was under the guise of private adoptions, and I was taken and then sold on the black market.
What did your parents say about, or your birth mother say about the circumstances of your departure from their custody?
She literally just said, at the end of the phone conversation when I called her, I said, oh, I have one more question. Why did you put me up for adoption? And all she said was, you were stolen. And it's been a process of trying to understand the details.
Clearly, the process of adoption for her was painful, and that's a subject that you're working through as a family, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what changed? So suddenly your brain is turned around. You understand why you tan easily, I suspect,
yes,
maybe?
Yes, I do.
All right. So what did it say to you about your identity to have suddenly been turned around in this way?
It said to me that when we have our identity, it's what we are and also what we're not. And suddenly the concept of other I used to think was no longer a luxury I had. And now it's a luxury that I don't have the concept of other. But I can't say I'm a Jew and you're a Muslim, or I'm American and you're Pakistani, because suddenly I'm Jewish, I'm Muslim, Pakistani, American, Christian.
What's the Christian connection?
My birth mother is very devout, strong Christian.
And do you see yourself in that whole melange? Is there a Lauren Levinson born-again Christian, a Lauren Levinson Muslim, a Lauren Levinson Pakistani, a Lauren Levinson Brooklynite?
Yeah, there is. There's a Lauren Levinson with all of those things. Listen, religion is like your favorite color. Everyone's got one, and nobody's is wrong. It's what we do with religion and the culture. And for this, it's looking at what are these cultures? What is the Pakistani-American culture? And that's what I'm trying to embrace. And
well, if religion is your favorite color, you are wearing one rainbow sari there, I would say. That's for sure. So what do you tell your kids?
I tell my kids that there are a lot of ways to believe in God, and we have a lot of family. Can I tell a quick story?
Sure.
So a couple of years ago, we're in Chicago with my whole family. And one day my son, who was then around 5 and a half, says, "I don't like Abba." And Abba is what we call my father.
Right.
And I said, "Why?" He's like, "Because he's brown." And at that moment, I took pictures of my two brothers and I said, "Who does mommy look like? Mommy looks like the one who's kind of brown." And it was this whole understanding suddenly of who are we and what do we understand as what's ours.
I can hear the emotion in your voice. And, you know, it's great that you decided to share this story. We are so grateful to you. But your kids are listening right now, aren't they?
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Are there any surprises about their origins you'd like to share with them? Or do we know the whole story at this point?
I think we know the whole story.
And they have a clarity that you never had.
They do have a clarity, and they're going to have a much richer understanding.
And that's
than
the
I
lesson.
Had. Yeah.
All right. Lauren Levinson found out that while she was being raised a secular Jew by her adoptive parents, her birth parents are in fact Muslim, and her birth mother, a born-again Christian. Lauren, thanks so much for sharing your wacky and fabulous identity story with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
You listen on what station?
AM 820.
WNYC, right.
That's
here in
right.
New York.